Good morning from US to Bangladesh. How to move it like this?
Right.
Yeah, I have no relationship to disclose. As you know, the Bangladesh is one of the most densely populated country in the world. Right now the population size is 160 million and we'll be adding another 50 to 60 million population in next 50 to 60 years. So think about the size of Wisconsin and having a population size of 220 million. But the primary objective of this study was to increase the accessibility of, you know, maternal health care services in the rural areas. And one thing we face very often in the country that still today, with all this modern intervention, 81% of the deliveries are at home, and that there is a poor quality and unavailability of services. Health facilities often do not operate at their maximum capacity, and significant underutilization of the existing capacity. If you look at the health system challenges, it is the health human resources, that means shortage of service providers, suboptimal performance of service providers, inadequate motivated providers, and absenteeism of these providers. And then definitely there is a logistics and supplies related issues. Specifically human resource challenges, the low remuneration for the public sector providers like most of the countries, and the payment system in the public sector does not provide any performance incentive. Providers refer patients to private clinics for personal gain as they get some sort of percentage from those private facilities. And providers often take informal charges from poor people, you know, due to poor salary. And the salary not subjected to quality or even the quantity of the services. Both are not looked at in their performance. So one of the objectives of this study was to introduce pay-for-performance mechanism in the system to see whether the service quality can be improved with the quantity also. So what the way we did, you know, we have a P4P design and a quality assurance system and financial reimbursement mechanism. So three things I'll be briefly discussing to you. In the P4P system, who are the recipient? We have identified indicators and targets and payment rules. We took a lot of time, and approximately a year was spent with the discussing with this facility that we conducted these studies in 12 facilities. Three of them are district hospital, and nine of them are Upazila level hospital. A district's population is approximately 2.5 to 3 million, and Upazila sub-district level population is 200 to 300,000 population. And in Upazila, approximately 6,000, you know, pregnancies are occurring every year, and at district level, approximately 50 to 60,000. So if you think about the size, 50 to 60 at the district level as a whole, but in Upazila within the district is 5 to 6,000. So all of them will not be showing up to the district level because this referral mechanism will be there. And also we discussed with the service provider what should be the payment rules, because it is being introduced in the public system. So a lot of discussions were there. If we introduce some sort of performance indicators for one public health system or one public sector, whatever the other departments or like taxation, police, they will be thinking why we're not getting also performance-based indicator or performance-based reimbursement. So the payment rule was very clearly defined among them. So who are the gets that incentives? Primarily we decided the manager, direct MNCH service provider, indirect MNCH service provider, and administrative and support staff. So there are a lot of discussion, as I say, went back, who are the direct, who are the indirect, and who are the manager, and who are the administrators. So incentives varies according to the level of efforts, because what type of efforts they are giving. And field workers receive incentive for referring complicated cases to the facilities. In the whole this discussion, it was facility-based, performance-based reimbursements, or field workers are not involved in the system. So to include them in the system, what we did, they were given some incentive if they refer these, you know, complicated cases to the facilities. So indicators and targets based on the quarterly performance. So they were measured every quarter, and two types of, you know, performance indicators we have measured, one for quantity and another for quality, and a composite index was used to determine whether they have performed according to their, you know, pre-assigned per targets. So if you look at the quantitative indicators, the targets determine according to types of services. Target progressively revised depending on the achievement after each quarter, and facility-specific targets. It was not uniform, as You know, some of the facilities performing 60 deliveries per month, some of the facilities performing 200 deliveries per month. So depending upon the each facility targets, it has been defined. And it was progressively revised, you know. So if you, this quarter, if you received, you know, if you attained your target, then the next quarter it was 10%, 15%. But it was jointly decided among the service providers sitting every quarter so that it was not imposed from outside. And for the qualitative indicator, the facility readiness on emergency obstetric care and newborn child services, health services, emergency obstetric care and quality of care, all these three indicators, there are 9 or 10, you know, sub-indicators were there. They were looked at those quality indicators. The payment rules were there is no negative incentive. So basic government salary, they will get it, you know, if they perform or not perform. At the end of each quarter, performance of the facility measure based on both quality and quantity, as I mentioned earlier. Quantitative targets measured through service statistics, which is available in the facility, and qualitative targets were measured through a quality assurance group. An external group visit the facility every quarter to determine that quality indicators were met during that quarter. And what was the incentive mechanism? You know, the 1 month salary after one quarter. So basically, 1/3 of the salary for each month they will be getting if they receive the, you know, first level. If they receive the second level, 1.5 months of the salary of their, you know, one quarter. A doctor's, medical doctor normally gets approximately $200 per month, and this is the highest level. And the field worker gets something like $100 per month. It's in between $100 and $200, you know, the incentive level per month. So the maximum they will be getting 1.5 months, and the minimum they will be getting zero. The quality assurance system was the key prerequisite for this P4 performance, and the quality assurance group formed with a team of technical person, nearest highest level facilities and professional bodies. So this whole quality assurance team was not from that facility, it was the highest level, one step higher than them, and also the professional bodies in and around those facilities, particularly Bangladesh Medical Association, Nursing Association, they have the representative there. And in the preparatory phase, the QAs accredited these facilities for a minimum standard of MCA services. These 12 facilities were initially visited by the QAG group and accredited whether those facilities can be included in the experiment. And during the intervention time, the QAG visited quarterly and provided supportive supervision and feedback to these facilities. Actually, this project started in last year, October, and we're ending in this December. So the data I'll be presenting more on these process indicators, but the end-line evaluation we'll be conducting. But as each quarter is moving, we can easily see the progress depending upon how they are performing among these facilities. And the financial mechanism system was the money was kept in a bank. As you know, it's always a... You know, in the developing countries, the question about who is taking money. So money was kept in a bank account, and money is being provided facilities in advance. Population Council gave them in advance so that they can reimburse a third party to calculate the incentive. We didn't calculate it ourselves, incentive. We hired an accounting firm to do the incentive calculation. An external auditing system to validate the distribution of incentive. Again, we have checked, double-checked this one. And facility-based project implementation committees were there to then oversee the financial reimbursement. All were supposed to be made in check, but sometimes we found that the checks were, even the account pay checks were sometimes being opened, you know, for different reasons, but you can easily detect it through accounting system. So we did it in several places. We have warned them not to do it again and again because they said they don't have the bank account. We insisted each and every participant of this program should have a bank account for their reimbursement. So as I mentioned to you, these study sites were, you know, different three districts, and each district we took one district hospital and three Upazila health complex. This is a sub-district level hospital. So in total, 12 facilities from these districts exposed to this intervention. As you know, the level of incentive they received, if you look at the four quarters, the first level incentive out of these 12 facilities, you see that it varies from quarter to quarter. So second level again depends on quarter and did not receive also. So it, you know, it's not uniform. In some quarters they are getting it, some quarters they are not getting it also. So if you take the numbers, if you look at that, you know, these are the name of each of these subs, Upazila, you know, facilities. And if you look at these numbers they have done, is benchmark is the red, and whatever they have performed over the four quarters. So you see that benchmark was 52 for ANC service provided at the Upazila Health Headquarters. Another place they were doing 991, if you think of Sagata, and then about Sundarganj. These are the remotest areas of the country, and they don't have access through normal mechanism. Most of the cases they have to use a boat or by walking to the nearest facilities. If you look at the PNC services, again you see that Sundarganj is doing relatively better, and if you look at the benchmark compared to benchmark, as it's progressively increasing, some cases it dipped, but most of the cases it's progressively increasing. If you take the other one, Gaiwanda district is another district, and if you look at that Upazila health complex, these three, this Phulchori, Sagata and Sundarganj, again those normal deliveries, they used to do 10. Now the increase 34. In one place they were doing 9, at the end it is 71, in one place it is 17 or 10. So if you think about the number, it's not that large number, but gradually it is progressing, and as we are encouraging most of the mothers to come for ANC and visits, and so that we can identify the high-risk mother, and subsequently they can be contacted or they can be referred in the places if they need emergency obstetric care during their pregnancy stage. Similarly, the other districts, Kurigram, again, the three Upazilas, if you see there's differences, and again, it's varying. If you look at this Chilmari, the other three Kurigrams, the other three areas related to PNC, you see is varies. And similarly, if you look at the normal deliveries, you see it's increasing. So what we observe in all these three places, Jamalpur district, in these particular districts, As you know that in this mechanism, I didn't mention you that there are two parts of the incentives where there, one for the providers and one from the recipients also. The service providers were given the uniformly incentive in all the places, but the mothers were in some places given coupon for the reimbursement for their transportation facility. And this Jamalpur was not given a transportation transportation reimbursement, but still they were doing relatively better than other two Upazilas. If you look at the district hospital, again you see that the three district hospitals, look at the performance. Jamalpur was relatively better, and it turned out that the motivation level and the availability of service provider was significantly higher in this Jamalpur district than compared to Gaiwanda or Kurigram districts. So what were the key challenges in this, in the quality of services? Basic key challenge, around the clock availability of services. As you know, these facilities are morning to evening facilities, most of these facilities. Although they have inpatient services, but most of the time they don't receive patients after 5 o'clock. And at night, there are hardly nurses are available, no doctors are available in these facilities. So introduce the unit-specific quality assurance teams within the facilities to effective management. So for each unit, we have developed a unit-specific quality assurance team. Labor room or better functioning with partograph maintenance and then immediate newborn care. Post-operative wards of female become functional. And the pediatric unit better equipped and functional stabilization of newborn care, and introduce ANC corner and also improve cleanliness, improve privacy of female, and improve record-keeping system. One advantage of this P4P introduction was we have given them a facility-based, a small amount to make those facilities cleanliness. So they were hiring, temporary staff to make those facilities, be more cleaned, and also they were repairing those, unused or some of the sometimes the not used equipments, which they can always make them functional. And financial motivation is needed because despite the shortage of human resources, all facilities improve the quantity and quality of services, and performance-based incentive motivated additional effort, encourage complication and recommended clinical practices, and financial incentive also inspire changes in the behavior among the service provider. So basically financial incentive to reward the facility for meeting certain performance targets worked, and I think at this moment in the resource constrained countries where the most of the public sector doctors are getting involved in the private sector, instead of involving them to the private sector, giving them a limited number of incentive in the private, keeping them in the public sector will be more worthy than allowing them to go and do the private practice in roaming around places and do private practices. So limited scale P for performance and pay for performance introduction in those facilities definitely improve the availability of services in those facilities. The partners of this project where the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, UNICEF, Population Council, BRAC School, BRAC Health Program and CARE. And what we are doing right now, you know, sharing this information with the government and encouraging government to introduce this system in the limited number of facilities so that gradually they can upscale it. And also we are doing financial costing, how much additional they will require to implement this type of activities in, say, 100 plus facilities or 200 facilities or 500 facilities. But the government is thinking to introduce this thing, particularly for this reduction of neonatal and maternal mortality. Thank you very much.